strangers, and welcome to the January 24th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and we have two poems for you this week, the second of which will be My Double My Brother by Avery Kurth. First up is Sestiny for a Friend Misplaced and Recovered by Katie Bond, with a reading by the poet. Katie Bond writes fiction and poetry. Her work can be found in Petrichor, Last Leaves, Moonchild Mag, and elsewhere. She loves language, her girlfriend, and imagining possible futures. Content advisories for this poem include body transformation. And now, the poems.
Sestina for a Friend Misplaced and Recovered by Katie Bond. I'm so glad we found you alive. Let's hear your voice in any shade but sorry. We feel your forehead, diagnose you no false image in the sand of where we've been, this dream tucked into the pocket of a year, wandering, pawning our milky eyes for any clues regarding your disappearance. We swallowed marbles every day you disappeared. I'm so glad we found you alive, with cunning magic called your ghost from its wandering. It's we who should be sorry for smoking you home, like waking from the lottery dream to try your winning numbers, find them false. Tell us about the mountains, stands of trees bearing false oranges, which when stripped from their pocked skins disappear into juicy wedges that don't exist and induce strange dreams. I'm so glad we found you alive, lugged down from the peak with trumpet fanfare and that sorry excuse for a jeep, forever one speed bump away from leaving you wandering. Tell us whatever you're comfortable telling. Don't mind me, I'm just wondering how you beat that riddle, with the false guard and the true one. Did they give you much grief? God, I'm sorry. Some people, right? We'll fold you into sparrows, help you disappear. I'm so glad we found you alive. We'll pretend to hand you over to them, swap you last minute with a dream. You'd do the same for me. Could I have dreamed a moonrise for the worst day of my life, hunkered in the ward like birds wintering? I'm so glad we found you alive. It's never the nurses who save you, no true-false questionnaire, naming your ransom on a 10-point scale, how likely are you to disappear, but the voice that answers when you call to say you're sorry. All right? So let's have a good cry, take a moment to feel sorry for ourselves, and then let's grow our claws out and howl. Let's marry our dream lovers, let's not ask each other where we make our money. We all need places to disappear to, but don't go without us. In our combined lifetimes of wandering, not one of us ever heard a story that was entirely false. I'm so glad we found you alive. Don't keep us waiting or we'll all be sorry. Wander through the door like into our collective dream, like passing under falls and disappearing into bright wet mirror. I'm so glad we found you alive.
And once again, that was Sestina for a Friend Misplaced and Recovered. Next up is My Double, My Brother by Avery Kurth. Avery Kurth is a young poet with an affinity for sisterhood, complex emotion, and the idiosyncrasies that make us individual. Though she has no books published as of now, she would like to publish one in the near future. Content advisories for this poem include mental health issues. My Double, My Brother by Avery Kurth. My Demi, I have a side splitter for you. It's not very funny, the weight we carry. We're an ensemble of the same tear. I split our sides, right? Brother, I harm you too. Image of I, accept my sorry. My bosom close to my chest, my rib, keeper of my essence, piece of my essence, accept my sorry. Lately my chest is hurt, close to my chest hurts. My brother, do you hurt? In my feet I am not there. It's tingling the edges of me, the edges of you. My sides are splitting. This isn't very funny. And this has been the January 24th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have a new quarterly fiction roundup by Maria Haskins, and an article on horror and hope in climate fiction by Serena Ulibarri. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange. Thank you.